Newmarket's Fred A. Lundy Bridge will join a record number of more than 50 monuments across Canada to be illuminated in red on March 24 in honor of World Tuberculosis Day. This effort to raise awareness of tuberculosis, TB, as the world's deadliest infectious disease is particularly important as some countries cut their global health budgets and TB rates in Canada are rising, a news release said. The devastating effects of the dismantling of USAID and other countries stepping back from funding global health cannot be understated, said Taryn Russell, executive director at Results Canada. We must stand with people suffering and dying from TB around the world now more than ever. As we know from experience, infectious diseases do not respect borders, and the rise in TB cases here in Canada is alarming. The solution is to work together to protect our future, not turn a blind eye. Countries around the world, including the United States, United Kingdom, and the Netherlands, are cutting international development and global health budgets, Resolve Canada said. The U.S. alone provides 42% of all global health funding. This is a worrying trend of high-income countries turning their backs on low-income countries, placing millions of lives at risk. Canada must remain a global leader and not follow suit, the agency said. TB remains a significant public health concern, claiming 1.25 million lives in 2023 alone and disproportionately affecting those living in poverty. In Canada, TB is a growing threat, especially among groups who are often marginalized, including Indigenous and newcomer communities. The fact that more monuments than ever from coast to coast to coast are lighting up in red this year for World TB Day shows that Canadians care about the world. This is a testament to the dedication and advocacy of the many Results Canada volunteers who have been submitting requests for this initiative and tirelessly advocating for increased awareness and action from Canada to address TB. On the evening of March 24, the public is encouraged to go to the Fred A. Lundy Bridge and take a picture to post on their social media with hashtag YesWeCanEndTB and send it to their Member of Parliament, with a note about how we must end TB at home and around the world. We are proud to partner with Newmarket on this important initiative, said Russell. Together, we can work towards a stable world free of TB, where every individual has access to the care and support they need to live a healthy life. For more information on this initiative and how you can get involved, visit ResultsCanada.ca.